We're recording.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'd like to call this meeting of the Philadelphia Water Sewer Stormwater Rate Board to order. I'm the chairman, Sonny Papowski, and we have all five of our board members with us today. We have a couple matters to take care of today, but I'd like to start off by asking Abby, there you are, Abby, to introduce the minutes from our last meeting, which have been previously distributed to the members of the board.
Okay, I've reviewed the minutes. I believe they're accurate, and I'd like to make a motion for the board to approve them.
I'll second.
Okay, Abby makes the motion, and those are the minutes from, I guess, October 12th, I believe.
That's correct.
2022. Abby makes the motion. Tony seconds. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes from any of the board members? Hearing none, can I have a vote on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Our other order of business is to address two issues that arose from the settlement of the appeal of our 2018 rate proceeding. As we discussed at our last meeting, that appeal was settled between the City of Philadelphia and the public advocate. And under that settlement between the city and the public advocate, the board was required, or the board is required, to take two actions, which I'm prepared to introduce today. One of those actions is a would be a resolution to amend the board's regulations with respect to, and this we did discuss this, or the members of the board have seen this previously, but the first resolution would be to amend our regulations to assure that the financial spreadsheet model that was prepared on our behalf by our consultant, Ed Marcus, would be used by the board when we make our final rate determinations in general rate proceedings. That model would also be available to any participants who could use it in those proceedings. The second motion involves an amendment to the board's internal operating procedures, which sets forth certain obligations on the members of the board, one of which involves the applicability of ethics laws to the board. And under the amendment to that provision, which we will discuss or introduce today, board members would acknowledge their obligation to comply with applicable laws and would disclose any financial or official relationships with any participants that could reasonably be seen as affecting their position on any material issue in a rate proceeding. What I'd like to do is ask Stephen to share on his screen the first of those amendments, which is in the form of a resolution prepared by Dan for us to go forward with amendment, which again, the amendment itself I previously distributed to the members of the board. Okay, if everyone can see that, it is a resolution amending our regulations. The language here is the language that I previously distributed to the members of the board. And this would be a resolution to amend our regulations and to allow me as the board chair with the assistance of counsel to file this resolution with the City of Philadelphia's Department of Records and take any other steps necessary to effectuate the amendment. I would note that because this is a amendment to our regulations, and I would defer to Dan, but correct me if I'm wrong, the this amendment would be, proposed amendment would be published and would be subject to a public hearing if anyone were to request such a hearing. Dan, do you have anything to add on the procedure we're following here or the?
No, that's correct. For any city board or agency to promulgate regulations, they get filed for 30 days with the Department of Records, which makes them available for public inspection and also advertises the fact of these. We will also have them available on the board's website. And then within that 30-day period, anyone can request a hearing. If so, the board would schedule one and then decide whether to make any changes to the regulation or even withdraw it entirely and account for comments that have been made at that time.
Okay.
Okay, and then once the board acts, whatever it decides to do, the regulation would go into effect in another 10 days.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Are there any, let me first ask the members of the board, are there any comments or discussion? Well, first, let me ask for a motion then. Could I receive a motion from a member of the board putting forth this resolution as set forth on the screens before you?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mac. And that was moved by Mac Williams. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Deb McCarty seconds. Okay, now before we vote, are there any, is there any discussion or among the board members as to the substance or procedure that we're following here? Because this is a public meeting and we are about to take a vote, I would ask if there's any other persons on the call who have any comments at this time. Okay, hearing none, I would ask for a vote on approval of this resolution. Although I should before that just thank the as well as Dan and the members of the board, thank the representatives of the public advocate and the water department for their input into the development of this regulation, which we agreed to do under the settlement of the proceeding. Without further ado, could I ask for a vote on the resolution amending the regulations of the Philadelphia Water Sewer and Stormwater Rate Board? All in favor of the resolution, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, then the resolution is approved, and I'll ask Dan to go forward with assisting me in making sure that this gets forwarded to the proper authorities in the city and published, and then we will let the board know if there is a request for a public hearing.
Yes, we'll try to do that yet today. If so, there might be a possibility of holding a hearing just before the board's meeting in December at the same time, essentially.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the second matter, Stephen, could you put the second document, could you share the second document on your screen? Okay, this is a, thank you, Stephen. This is a proposed amendment to our internal procedures. This is not a regulation, but we do need to vote on this. We issued these procedures, we developed them, I think, back in 2018. What you have here before you is subsection 1 of section A, which is the responsibility of board members as city officials. And that already set forth certain provisions that under the ethics codes and under the settlement, we would amend that with the underlined language, which states that board members acknowledge their obligation to comply with all applicable law concerning ethics and related matters and shall disclose any financial or official relationships with any participant that could reasonably be seen as affecting their position in any material issue in a rate proceeding. Let me ask if I could get a motion to adopt, to resolve to adopt this amendment to our procedures.
So moved.
Oh, second.
Okay, so that was Mac and Abby.
Yeah.
Mac moved and Abby seconded. Is there any discussion among the board members of this provision? Any discussion by anyone else? Any other, anyone else who's in attendance here at the meeting?
I just wanted to clarify that both on this one and on the regulations, the settlement established the principles that the board would adopt, whether it would be through a regulation or a procedure, left that up to the board. This is language that was worked through in consultation with the public advocate and counsel for the water department, as well as individual board members made some suggestions or observations as well individually. But I don't want the record to reflect that the settlement requires this exact language.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Any further comments from any members of the board or anyone else in attendance? Okay, we have a motion to adopt this amendment. And by the way, Dan, this does not, am I correct? This does not require publication or a public hearing. This is as an internal regulation of the board. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so this would go into effect if approved immediately. So I'll ask for a vote on the motion to adopt this amendment to our operating procedures. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the ayes have it unanimously. So thank you very much for that. Are there any other, first of all, among the board members, is there any other business you'd like to take up at this meeting? Or anyone who's in attendance, are there any other issues you'd like to bring before the board at this time?
I don't have an issue, but I just thought I would inform the members of the board. And I expect, Sonny, that you and Dan may have done so, but just that the appeal has been settled, discontinued, and ended. So that is done on the side of the court.
Great, thank you. And it's good to get those that case behind us and to have these issues resolved, and hopefully we can move forward from there. Thank you. Anything else from anyone in attendance or anything you want to bring before the board? Okay. In that case, our next meeting, I believe, is scheduled for December 14th. And then I expect we'll be meeting on a monthly basis, also Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of each month, starting with the new year, when we still are expecting. By the way, actually, I should ask, is there any more to report from the Water Department in terms of anticipated filings in the next year? Do you have anything further to report?
We anticipated an advance notice of the next rate increase in January 2023.
Okay.
I can give you a better schedule when we get closer.
Sure. Okay. So we know pretty much what we have to look forward to for the new year then. Thank you. Is there anything else to be brought before the board at this time? In that case, thanks again to Dan and also to Carl and Andre and Rob. If there's nothing further, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting at this time.
Move to adjourn.
Hey, Tony moves to adjourn. You got a second?
Second.
Okay, Deb, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, hope everyone has a enjoyable Thanksgiving, and we'll see you again in December.
Take care, everyone.
Take care.
Good seeing you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for all your hard work, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony.
Care.